and welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast, Season 2 Finale and Giveaway.
Yay!
There is so much to do in this episode, so let's get started. We are going to break this episode down into four parts. First, we have a lot of people to thank. Second, we have some huge announcements about Curious Kid Podcast and what you can expect for Season 3. Third, we will do our first ever Curious Kid Podcast question and answer session and give away $100 worth of Curious Kid Podcast merchandise. And finally, we want to introduce you to another podcast for children that means a lot to us, and we hope you can join us in supporting the amazing girl behind that podcast. We are not getting curious about a topic this week, but that doesn't mean this episode isn't going to be awesome.
But Daddy, we are getting curious about something this week.
Is that right? What are we getting curious about this week?
Today we're getting curious about me, you, and the podcast for our listeners.
You're totally right. Lots of our listeners sent us questions to answer, and we are going to answer a ton of your questions about us and the podcast. It's going to be so much fun. By the way, if you want to get curious about a topic this week, you can always go back and listen to any episode you might have missed. We have over 50 episodes of learning with almost 10 hours of content. Have you ever wondered why podcasts are called podcasts?
The word pod is an acronym.
It sure is. The word pod, spelled P-O-D, stands for Play On Demand. That means that you can listen to any of our episodes whenever you'd like. If you've missed any episodes, go back and check them out. If you really loved episodes, feel free to give them another listen. In the podcast universe, you make the rules.
It's time to say some thank yous.
We have so many people to thank. Let's start with our Season 2 guests, Jillian, Craig, and Emily.
They helped us get curious about dolphins, fire, and flu shots.
And those episodes were amazing. We were so lucky to be joined by our special guests.
Also, thank you to our new podcast network.
Have you heard? Curious Kid Podcast now belongs to a podcast network called Big Heads Media. Our new podcast network is chock full of great podcasts. Moms and dads should head over to bigheadsmedia.com to discover your new favorite podcasts. In Season 3, we will end all of our episodes with a promo from one of the quality podcasts in our new podcast network.
Most of all, thank you to our listeners. We love you so much.
All of you out there listening to us are amazing. A big, big thank you for all of your support. If you told someone to listen to us, if you subscribed to the podcast, if you emailed us to say hi, if you followed us on social media, if you rated or reviewed our podcast, or if you supported us on Patreon, thank you so very much. Without your support, we wouldn't have made it through 2 full seasons.
We have some major announcements for you.
First, in case you missed it, we have 2 other family members that are going to help us out in Season 3.
My mommy and little brother Noah will join us.
Well, kind of. The big 2020 presidential election is just 1 year away, so we thought it would be really cool to learn about each of our 45 presidents week by week to prepare for the big election. Olivia's mommy and my wife, Heather, will be teaching us about a new president each week, and the presidential mini-episodes will be released every Saturday morning.
And 2-year-old Noah is going to help introduce the presidents.
And that's going to be adorable. Each presidential episode will only be about 5 minutes long, and we've discovered some really interesting facts about each of the presidents we think you will enjoy. If you find U.S. history and the presidents as fascinating as we do, you're not going to want to miss the presidential mini episodes.
And we are still going to get curious about new topics on Sundays.
That's right. Olivia and I will be getting curious on Sundays like we always do.
We're going to get curious about earthquakes, cars, twins, and money. So don't miss a single episode.
And one more big announcement that we have been trying really hard to keep a secret.
We have a new online store.
And you can go there to buy Curious Kid Podcast stuff. There are so many fun things to buy. Check out the Curious Kid Podcast shop at teepublic.com. That's T-E-E public.com. You can buy Curious Kid Podcast shirts, mugs, tote bags, pins, stickers, and so much more. We have three lucky listeners that are about to win some money to spend at our online store. So let's get to our Q&A. We had an overwhelming response to our Season 2 Q&A survey, so we won't be able to answer each and every question that all of you asked us. But we love our listeners so much that we don't want to let you down. If you submitted a question and we don't answer it in this episode, you will receive an email from us shortly to give you the answer to your question. We are going to get to as many questions as we can. The last three questions we answer are going to be our lucky giveaway winners. If you are a winner, we will email you next week to get your address so we can send you your awesome Curious Kid Podcast swag. Why are we waiting a week? Because we don't want to ruin the surprise of hearing it in the episode. It's much more fun to learn you won by listening to this episode than by getting an email. All right, Olivia, are you ready to answer some questions?
I'm ready to rock and roll.
Great. Our first question comes from 5-year-old Chance of Chesapeake, Virginia. Chance wants to know, is Olivia reading from a script, or do you practice what she will say?
Yeah, I practice what I'm going to say.
That's right. Our podcast is mostly scripted, so Olivia either reads her lines or I give them to her. Some of her lines are not scripted. In each episode, Olivia has a few lines that she comes up with all by herself. That was a great question. Next, 8-year-old Marielle, 7-year-old Maya, 5-year-old Macy, and 3-year-old Miles of Belton, Texas want to know, where do you make the recordings for Curious Kid Podcast? And do you have to do much editing? And where do you find all the cool information?
We record the episodes at home in my dad's office.
That's right. And we don't do a lot of editing because our episodes are pretty short and because our podcast is mostly scripted. So we don't make lots of mistakes. We find our information using many sources, including books, friends or family that are experts in the topics, or good old Google. Great questions, and I like the fact that you guys were able to stuff 3 questions into one. Very smart kids indeed. Next up are 7-year-old Nolan and 5-year-old Ethan from Portland, Oregon, who want to know, what is your favorite part about doing the podcast?
I like learning because I want to be smart.
Great answer. My favorite part is doing something unique and rewarding with my amazing, beautiful, smart, and kind daughter. She is the perfect podcast co-host. Nice question, Ethan. Our next question is from 6-year-old Luke of Rockville, Tennessee. Luke wants to know, will you do a podcast with Mom and Noah one day?
Luke, sorry we spoiled it for you already. They're going to be doing episodes on Saturday in Season 3.
Good job, Luke. You totally called it. Next up is 6-year-old Antonio from Houston, Texas, who wants to know, how do you guys come up with the research and interview guests?
First, we decide what topic we want to do. Then, we look about the topic and see if we know someone that's really good and an expert about that topic.
We are lucky to know some friends and family that have really cool jobs, and we've interviewed some of them. With our growing success, some awesome people are starting to ask us to be a guest on the podcast. By the way, if your mommy or daddy has a cool job and you want them to be a guest on our podcast, you should definitely send us an email to curiouskidpodcast@gmail.com so we can make it happen. We are always looking for amazing new guests. Thanks for the question, Antonio. 5-year-old Isaac and 3-year-old Mia of Huntsville, Texas, as well as 5-year-old Stowe and 3-year-old Marlo of North Bend, Washington, as well as 7-year-old Wolfgang of Dallas, Texas, all want to know, Which episodes have been our personal favorites?
My favorite episode from season 2 was Curious About Lego because I love playing with them and they're really interesting and really fun.
That was a great episode. My favorite season 2 episode was Curious About Evolution. I was a bit nervous going into that episode because evolution is not very easy to understand. But we had a great time making that episode and learned lots of new and amazing things. Our next question is from 7-year-old Ian and 3-year-old Naya from Sugarland, Texas. They said, so far Jacob has been the pilot helping drive each episode and Olivia has been the co-pilot. As Olivia gets older, she can certainly hold her own ground. When do you think Olivia will be the pilot and take the reins for an episode while Jacob helps support her? My family absolutely loves her show and looks forward to each episode.
As I get older, I'm going to talk more and more.
As Olivia gets older, I definitely think she is going to play a bigger and bigger role. Don't think I don't know that she is the star of the show. Thanks for the great question. Next up is 6-year-old James of Sevenoaks, Kent, United Kingdom, who asked, what have been our favorite facts throughout the season?
My favorite fact was dolphins have 2 bellies. I never knew that any animal did that. I only have 1 belly.
Mine might be from the Megalodon episode when we learned that the Megalodon was able to bite a whale in half. That's crazy to imagine. Thanks for the question, James. Our next question is from Lewis and Theo of Manila, Philippines, and they want to know, how do you decide what to get curious about, and how do you manage the emails and social media?
Sometimes I decide, sometimes my dad decides, and sometimes you guys, our listeners, decide. We get curious about whatever we think is interesting.
And we have help with the social media. I post on Facebook and Twitter, and Olivia's mommy does our posting on Instagram. We get lots of emails from our amazing listeners, and we are proud to say that we have responded to every single one of them. We are so grateful for our listeners. If you say hi, we will say hi back. Reach out to us and let us know you're there. Thanks for the question and thanks for loving us from the Philippines. It means so much to us. Our next question is from 9-year-old Caleb and 7-year-old Micah from Bel Air, Maryland. They want to know, when you are not making podcast episodes, what is your favorite activity to do together?
I like to play art with my dad. It's so much fun. I like to draw things for my friends and family, and I love using stickers on paper to think what I'm doing instead of using crayon.
Good answer. It's hard to come up with just one thing, so I'm going to cheat and give you 2 answers. We love building Lego creations together, and we also love playing soccer. Thanks, Maryland friends. 7-year-old Meredith and 4-year-old Georgia from Fogelsville, Pennsylvania want to know, what is Olivia's favorite thing in the whole world?
My favorite thing in the world is my iPad because I like watching videos and playing games on it.
Great answer, Olivia. An awesome question from Meredith and Georgia. 6-year-old Archie and 8-year-old Adeline from Cedar Grove, New Jersey are also curious. Adeline wants to know, do you have special equipment for the podcast? And Archie wants to know, why did you decide to make a podcast?
Adeline, we do have special equipment. We have microphones, we have headphones, and we also have a computer.
Archie, we decided to make the podcast because Olivia is super curious, and she also likes teaching people all the cool things she knows. What better way for us to learn about all of the things we want to get curious about and share it with everyone than starting a podcast? Thanks for the great questions. 5-year-old Brody and 2-month-old Paisley from Marlton, New Jersey want to know, what kind of games does your family play together? This might be a long list. Let them know, Olivia.
We like playing. We like to play Switch, Uno, Battleship, Shoot Your Ladders, Candyland, and all different types of things we like to play.
That was a lot. And now we are down to our 3 giveaway winners. First up, we are going to answer questions from our $25 winners. First, we have 7-year-old Owen and 5-year-old Joey from Voorhees, New Jersey. They want to know, How much time do you need to spend practicing for each episode?
For me, it takes about 30 minutes to record the episode.
Well, it may take you only 30 minutes, but for me it takes a whole lot longer. First, I research the topic, then I write the episode, then I review the topic with Olivia, then we record the episode, then I edit the episode to fix any mistakes, then I post the episode to make sure it comes out on time, and then I promote the episode on social media. For me, each episode takes about 10 to 15 hours from start to finish. That was a great question. Congrats to Owen and Joey for winning $25 worth of CKP merchandise. We also want to say hi to Zoe and Case of Somerdale, Alabama, Aria and Skylar of Haddon Heights, New Jersey, and Genevieve and Abigail of Adelaide, South Australia, who all had similar questions. Our other $25 winners are 11-year-old Sophia and 8-year-old Emma of Pittsford, New York, who ask, what does Olivia think she would like to do for a career in the future?
I want to be a policeman because I like helping people.
Olivia is a really good student, and we know that she will be whatever it is she wants to be when she gets older. I remind her all the time to do well in school so she can do anything. When I was 5, like Olivia, I wanted to be an astronaut. Guess what? I'm a pharmacist. That, and I'm afraid of heights. Now it's time for our grand prize winner, who will get $50 of Curious Kid Podcast merchandise. Our grand prize winners are 5-year-old Olivia and 2-year-old Naomi from Vernon Hills, Illinois. They want to know, what's your favorite color?
My favorite color is blue because I like all the shades of blue and it's a pretty color.
My favorite color is green. We also want to say hi to Gracie and Lucy of Seattle, Washington for asking the same question. That was so much fun.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 52, our question and answer episode.
Great job, Olivia. Join us every Saturday and Sunday during season 3 to get curious about presidents on Saturdays and new topics on Sundays. Before we go, we want to tell you about an incredible girl that has a podcast you should listen to. Her name is Azka Sharif, and she lives in Illinois. She has a health condition, and she was granted a wish by the incredible Make-A-Wish Foundation. For those of you that don't know, the Make-A-Wish Foundation is an amazing charity organization that makes the wishes of sick children come true. Azka's wish was to have her own podcast so she can tell mystery stories she has written herself. Her wish came true, and she has her very own podcast called Azka's Mystery Podcast. Please stick around after the outro music to hear her promo, and then click on the link in our show notes to check out her amazing podcast and give her your support. We will be back next week to start season 3. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.
My name is Azka Sharif. I am 5 years old. I am in kindergarten at Stevenson School in Des Plaines. And I am doing a podcast on a story I wrote. The name is The Stealer of the Diamond.
Listen to this episode of Azka's Mystery Podcast, written and created by 5-year-old Azka. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.